Shabbat Shalom. Rabbi David asked me to share with you with a couple hours. So, actually, I'm joking. For a few minutes, I want to share with you a few places from the scripture, and I want you to be with me in the scripture and look and read with me too, please. I want to speak from the today's Torah portion, and why it's important to read the Torah portion before you came to the service, because sometimes we are going to the topics without reading it. So this is why it's always good to prepare and to be prepared, and especially when we don't have time or want to cover something more deeply or something from this portion. So today's Torah portion, it's Numbers 18 to 21 numbers. So, but I want to read from Numbers 20, and I want to connect few ideas from the Torah portion with the Sudat HaMashiach, with the meal of Messiah. And I found this place so helpful for me personally, and I hope it could help you in your spiritual journey. And some of things so important and so pleasant to read and so deep to read, as for me, it's beautiful place of scripture. So Numbers chapter 20 from verse 2 till verse 13. I will not read it, but I just want to mention about this. This is the situation when verse 2. I will read it verse 2. Now there was no water for the community, so they assembled against Moses and Aaron. And you can say again. We just read about Korah, who also assembled the community against Moses and Aaron. And now, again, after the death of Korah, the same situation, rebellion in the hearts of the people. I want to ask you one very simple question. Did you have any in your life situation when you don't have water in your home? After a storm or after... So it's easy or it's hard for you? Not so easy. If you added wilderness, it will be twice hard, twice difficult. So it was not easy, not simple situation. It was a hard situation for Israel. So they came and they assembled against Moses and Aaron. So Moses came to the Lord and began to pray to the Lord what to do. And verse 7, Adonai spoke to Moses saying, take the staff and gather the assembly, you and your brother Aaron. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will give out its water. So the Lord commanded Moses to bring all assembly of Israel to the rock and to speak to the rock, and rock will give the water. And you know what's happened later. Moses, he was frustrated with Israel. You know, it was enough for him. Korah, rebel after rebel, he was frustrated. He was angry at Israel. So he took his staff and he beat the rock twice. And you know what's consequences. The Lord forbid him to enter the promised land. I don't want to say why he forbid it. It's up to you. You can think, pray for it, and probably Rabbi David can explain you, maybe, I don't know, today. But I want to touch different part of the scripture. I want to touch the mercy from the Lord in this place of scripture. To understand this place of scripture, I want to read from Brit HaChadashah, New Testament. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 2 to 4. This is the explanation from the Rabbi Shaul. And he was the great rabbi. He had the knowledge of Messiah. He was very deep in his knowledge of Messiah. So I think his explanation, it's very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 2 to verse 4. He says here, they all were immersed into Moses, in the cloud, and in the sea. And all ate the same spiritual food, manna from heaven. Even the words are very interesting, manna from heaven. Today we have communion, we have Sudat HaMashiach, and Yeshua spoke about himself. I'm the bread from heaven. So this was the picture of future for them. And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Messiah. So Paul points on this moment in their history. So they drank from the spiritual rock. Of course, the rock was not spiritual in the wilderness. Nothing super spiritual on this rock. It was picture of the future. It was the picture of Messiah. Do you know how many times in the scripture the Lord was called by prophets the rock of my salvation? Literally, this was the rock of their salvation in the wilderness. They were thirsty. They died from thirst. They came to Moses with rebel, with the disagreement, with emotions. And the Lord commanded Moses, bring them to the rock, and I will show my salvation to all of them. What a prophetic picture. Can you imagine? This why when Moses showed his anger, it was not pleasant to the Lord. Because that moment, it was not the moment of judgment. It was moment of salvation and mercy. The Lord wants to show them, despite of their rebellion, despite of their wounded hearts, despite of everything they've done, he wants to show them only way, and the only way is the rock of my salvation, Yeshua, the Messiah. And can you imagine, some people think that it was, you know, a small portion of water. 2 million people in the wilderness. What do you think? It was the rivers of living water. And do you know what water came from Yeshua to our lives? He says, I will go to my Father, and he will give you the new comforter, the Ruach HaKodesh, the living waters. This is prophetic picture of the God's mercy to the Israel, despite of their unfaithfulness. And this is the picture of only one way, through the Messiah, Yeshua, and with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit. I don't know, how about you? But I know myself. So many times I'm not faithful in some things. I don't speak about you, you're perfect, I'm sure. I speak it about myself. But I found something. Despite of my unfaithfulness, the Lord is faithful to me. You can have insurance in your heart. You can be sure. If you came to him, coming to him, even if you do something wrong, done something wrong, you can ask for forgiveness. You can ask for mercy. You can ask for grace. And he will give you grace. He will forgive you. He already forgave you. I remember the place from the Brit HaChadashah, from New Testament. This is Matthew chapter 27. Please read with me because it's so interesting. It's almost the same picture. And if you can just imagine this situation. During the time of Moses, few millions of people rebel against Moses and Aaron. They came to him, they want to kill him again. And the Lord brought them to the rock of salvation and showed them mercy. And here the same situation. Likewise, the ruling Kohanim, high priest, along with the Torah scholars and elders, were also mocking him. It's about crucifixion of Yeshua. He saved others, they were saying, but he can't save himself. He is the king of Israel. Let him come down from the stake and we'll believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the son of the Lord. They proclaim, if you are the Lord, if you are the Son of the Lord, show your power. Show your power. Came down from the cross. Do your judgment. Be strong. Be powerful. But they don't understand small but so important things. The power of the Lord revealed in his mercy and his forgiveness. That was the place, not the judgment, but for the mercy, for all humankind and for us too. So, I don't know, but I'm so glad that Lord so much loves me personally, loves you so much, that he gave his only son for you. He showed you his mercy. He has all the rights to judge, but he decided to be merciful. Moses decided to judge, and he was not right. But the Lord decided to be merciful. So I just want to mention about it. And if you have in your lives difficulties, and sometimes you fall, and sometimes you're doing something wrong, and you know it again and again and again, first of all, I don't want you to do it, for sure. Stop doing it. But if you are honest in your heart, and if you want to be with the Lord, this picture for you, the Lord is merciful. He don't judge you. He want to get your freedom. He want to restore your life. He want to give you the rock of your salvation through the Holy Spirit, through the living waters. And another lesson from the same idea, I already shared it in the prayer meeting. Also, I shared it in the teaching foundation class. I want to share very briefly idea of Yeshua as the living bread to our lives. Do you remember the small story about widow and Elijah? When Elijah came to widow and she take care about him. So this is the 1 Kings chapter 17. The great story, it's from the verse 10 to the verse 24. I will not read it all, but this is the story when Elijah came to widow and asked her for food, for bread. And she told him that I have only small amount of flour and oil. We will eat it with my son and we will die. We don't have anything. And do you remember what he told her? Go, prepare for me, and later you will take care about yourself. Can you imagine? It was harsh words. You know, Elijah, where is your heart? What's happened with you? So she obeyed the Lord. She obeyed Elijah. So she prepared the food and miracle happened. She ate through all this time. She and her son were saved from death, literally from death. And when I read it, I remember one place of scripture. It's very simple, but very important. It's John chapter 6. I already mentioned it. I am the bread of life. And verse 51, I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. His sacrifice for us. So the widow, she obeyed the Lord. She obeyed the words of Elijah. And I remember the place of scripture from also Matthew 4:4, that man shall live not only because of the bread, but by the word that comes from God. Literally, she received the words from Elijah as the words from the Lord. And literally, it's not just spiritually, but literally, it makes miracle in her life. She was obeyed. She obeyed the Lord. And the Lord made miracle in her life. And second miracle we know about it. Her son died and she brought his body to Elijah and he resurrected him. Was second miracle in her life. I believe when we are in obedience before the Lord in all the areas in our life, sometimes our obedience in small area in our life opened the door for the Lord to create miracle in our life. She obeyed in small thing, important, small, but literally it was crucial for her. And she opened the door for the Lord to create the miracles for her life. Our small obedience opens the door for the Lord to do miracles. I can stop here because it's very important. When you're faithful in your givings, you open the door for the miracles of the Lord. If you're unfaithful, who knows? Maybe the miracle very close to you, but not yet there. If you're faithful in your service to the Lord, your ministry to the Lord, it creates the atmosphere of miracle in your life. So small obedience, because the man of the God lives by the word of God. It creates the atmosphere for the miracle. So two things. God's mercy to us despite of our unfaithfulness. And second thing, our small obedience in small things creates the miracles for the rest of our life. So thank you for your time. Seems to, I don't give time to Rabbi David, so.
There is time. However, what's interesting for me is the themes that Rabbi Yuri spoke were the themes that were on my heart to speak. And so you've heard it and heard it very well, so you don't need to hear the same theme again from another mouth. It was perfect. And even the scriptures, the 1 Corinthians and the issue of the rock, I made notes about that and put it at the very back. You know, like, I'm not going to talk about that. I don't know why. And it was because it was for you. So it's really awesome, isn't it, when the Lord works like that?
I don't read your computer.
I know. And we didn't communicate with each other about this. It was just, did you know that one Holy Spirit, there is one Holy Spirit, not two or 10 or 12 or one Holy Spirit, but he works in many ways. And so, very good message. Thank you. And also, don't forget to pray for Rabbi Yuri and for his family, because on Monday they will be flying to Ukraine. And they will be seeing family and friends, and also meeting with, I think it's on Wednesday? No, Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday's the 4th. Tuesday's the 4th. Wednesday is the 5th. On Wednesday the 5th, they'll be meeting with the American embassy representatives in Kiev about their renewed visa, so that they have the visa that goes along with the approval they've already received to be here for several more years. So be praying for that, so that the bureaucrats say, of course, stamp.
So let's stand together. Let's close our service with a prayer. Can I pray Hebrew or English? Can I pray Hebrew? Okay. Let's pray. Yevarechecha Adonai ve'ishmerecha. Yahel Adonai panavalecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha ve'yasem lecha shalom.
And how about in Russian? Do you remember?
Да благослови тебя Господь и сохрани тебя. Да презрит на тебя Господь светлым лицом своим и помилует тебя. Да обратит Господь светлое лицо свое на тебя и даст тебе шалом.
Amen. Shabbat shalom, y'all.